It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters here on a Sunday morning. We have so much to cover in the next hour, and this is specifically talking about your tax bill for 2018. We ran more than 50 different tax scenarios over this past week. So we know what the House bill looks like. We know what the Senate bill looks like. They're starting reconciliation on that. Probably as we speak, we're going to get a tax bill in the next couple of weeks. Very, very likely. And nothing's guaranteed in politics, obviously. But we know what are in these plans and able to run tax simulations or calculators. So I ran over 50 different tax scenarios, different incomes, single, married, two kids, no kids. And I'm going to get into some of those iterations to figure out if your taxes, specifically you listening right now, are going to stay flat or go down or go up. I want to understand if your taxes are going to stay flat, go down, or go up. Because there is a lot of misinformation swirling around. We talked last week a lot about that information and that disconnect. And I want to get in some real live scenarios here, real life and live all together here on this Sunday morning. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning. Today, the focus, your tax bill in 2018, flat, down, or up. So there's a lot to go through here today, but we have a live tax calculator right here online. Ryan Ely is here with me, ready to run those scenarios live when you call in with your questions about your particular tax situation. So give us a call here in the studio. We're going to do this for the next hour. I'm going to go through a couple of quick scenarios, and then I want to hear from you, the listener, and give us your particular situation, and we'll tell you. Here's what we think. As far as what we know in taxes, your taxes, you can plan on them going up, down, or flat. Now, the number here in the studio, 404-872-0750. There is so much intrigue about this because there is nothing that directly impacts your net after take-home pay more than the tax bill that is forthcoming. There's nothing that has a bigger impact next year than this bill that's about to pass, this historical tax reform bill. And it's been many, many decades since we've had tax reform. So call us here, 404-872-0750. You don't have to give us your name. You can use another name because we're talking about your income. And I know that gets sensitive. So your friends listening at the same time, they don't know that it's Joe from Conyers. It could be Bill from Conyers. We're talking about something that's a little bit sensitive. So I get it. So just, you don't have to use your name. But we want to understand your particular situation, kids. What do you pay in property taxes? Because that's a big part of it. And we'll tell you if your taxes are staying flat, or are they going down, or are they going up? So call us here in the studio. We are live here this morning. There's nothing funny about taxes. I don't want this to be a game show about taxes, but it's shaping up to have that feel, up, down, flat, on your taxes. Ryan Ely will take your call. We'll do a quick calculator. I will walk you through that calculator here live on Money Matters. Again, number here in the studio, 404-872-0750. I know exactly what you're saying right now. Hey, honey, are our taxes going up? Are they going to stay flat? Or maybe they're going to go down. All right, let me walk you through a couple scenarios. Again, I wanted to simulate this. These more than 50 different scenarios that I would say arguably cover 99% of you listening, maybe 99.9% of you listening is what we iterated here. So think of it this way. You can enter lots of different variables in this calculator. Number of kids. I ran this with two kids, with zero kids, single, married, filing jointly, low income, middle income, high income. We also assume that a mortgage, because again, if you're listening and you're 30 and 40 and 50 and you own a house, chances are you haven't paid off the mortgage yet. And you have a relatively sizable mortgage deduction that you take every year. Remember, the House plan reduces or potentially reduces the mortgage deduction level. The Senate is supposed to keep it the same. These are the nuances in the tax code as they reconcile this bill that could get changed. But these are the big big pieces that are in place right now. Remember, the standard deduction today, it's roughly about it's going to roughly double, and that's the same in both bills. So you're going to see an individual get a little more than 12 grand as a standard deduction, a couple 24,000. But the elimination of SALT, state and local income taxes, the elimination of that deduction is a very, very big deal. And in most of the scenarios that we ran, that's where the good of the slightly lower brackets and bracket levels gets overrun by the bad of the loss of the state deduction. The House right now, their part of the bill looks like they're going to keep at least some state and local tax deduction, around 10 grand. The Senate, not so much. So the calculator, you can enter in the state you live in. So you don't even have to be from Georgia just to call here. We can do any state in the nation. Filing status, that's single, joint. Itemize or not. Do you itemize now or not? What are your property taxes? How many kids do you have? We assumed in the scenarios that I'm about to go over that families had a mortgage. So if you had income of 100,000, you had a mortgage of 250 to 300,000. If you made $200,000, you had a mortgage of 500 to 600. Plus the average property tax of about 1.8% of the value of your home. So those are the variables, the very normal real life variables that we run into to put into this calculator. So what's fascinating though, is there's still this misconception of who this impacts and who it doesn't. So politically, and this is, again, this is not a political show, but this is just, I'm telling you what's happening right now in the headlines. Democrats are saying that these tax changes, and they continue to stress this legislation is, it doesn't help the middle class, or it's a middle class tax increase. Nearly all of the tax data that they're using is based on 2027, so 9 to 10 years from now, because the cuts that are coming on the individual tax side are supposed to expire. So because of the reconciliation process that we're going through to get this bill done, right now, at least, those tax cuts are supposed to expire in 2027. So all of their messaging is coming from, hey, in 2028, 10 years from now, hey, your taxes are going up. And that message has really resonated. The polling suggests that 75% of voters, 75% of people, you listening, believe that they're getting a tax increase because of this legislation. And because of this legislation is again, not for the middle class. The messaging maybe it's a good political move, but in a couple of weeks, as taxes really do start to go down, you are going to, or Americans are going to see an increase in their after-tax take-home paycheck. Again, right now, polling, 41% of America says my taxes are going up. 75% of America thinks my taxes are staying the same or going up. When in fact, the real numbers, only 7% of Americans are getting a tax increase. All right. Should we go right to the phones, Ryan, or are we going to go to tax scenarios? We're going to go right to the phones here. We're going to start with Mike, who joins us from Decatur. Mike, what are your numbers?
Hey, good morning, Wes. Hey, Ryan. Thanks for taking my call. I am married, one child, make about $130,000 a year, take home. Or, I mean, before tax, rather.
Right. So your gross income, about $130,000. And do you itemize your deduction? So do you get a big mortgage interest?
Yes, sir.
And how much is that approximately per year?
I'm thinking, let's see, my mortgage is about $2,000 a month.
So 24 grand a year in a mortgage, a lot of that is interest still. Let's call it $20,000.
Okay.
And roughly, what are your property taxes? Or what's the value of your home? Just approximate.
Value is probably 5:15, but I'm incorporated Decatur, so the taxes are about $12,000 a year in property taxes.
Wow, that is high. That is high.
Yes.
Okay, and how many kids?
One child.
One child. All right, and no other dependents, because this new tax bill has other provisions. If you, let's say, maybe take care of your elder parents.
No, sir.
Okay, so here's what this says. Now, this is an interesting scenario. You're making 130. In your particular scenario, what I'm seeing here, your federal tax bill. Now, remember, this doesn't count FICA. Everybody pays into Social Security tax, Medicare. That's separate from this. This is just your federal tax bill. From what it tells me, last year your federal tax bill is about $11,500. This year, under the House plan, you get a tiny little tax cut of a couple hundred bucks. It says that your taxes would go down about $392 to be exact, so $400. Interestingly, under the Senate plan, you lose about $390. So I'm gonna call that flat, Mike, is the first great example of what's happening with taxes. And Mike, thank you for your call and listening to Money Matters. When Money Matters returns, more of your tax calculations. Are your taxes staying flat? Are they going down or are they going up? Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. You can donate today to Clark Howard's Christmas Kids. It's the final day. Clark will be at the Marietta Walmart Big Chicken with Fred Blankenship. And then Eric Von Hessler, Tim Andrews, and Scott Slade will be at the Lilburn Walmart. St. Vincent de Paul volunteers are there now. Clark live on WSB at 11 through 3 p.m. Details, WSBRadio.com. We're going to go right back to the phones today, talking up, down, flat, the potential for your tax move in 2018. Roy joins us from Bartow County. Roy, give us your details. I'll tell you if we think your taxes may go up, down, or stay flat.
Hi, I'm 67. My wife's 67. All our kids are gone. The house is all paid for. We're semi-retired. Our combined gross Social Security is about $12,000 a year. I've got a civil service check coming in, about $35,000 a year gross. I've got a little job, self-employed, that pays about $15,000 a year net. And then my wife makes about $6,000 in her job wages.
So, okay, Roy, so I'm doing some quick math here on my calculator. So your income, your gross income is around 70. Is that fair?
Probably a little less than that, more like 60.
All right, let's split the difference.
Social Security is $12,000. Civil Service retirement check.
And you do, okay, so you do not itemize deductions, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
Again, this is, so what we're talking about here today on Money Matters, we're trying to understand if this tax bill goes through, the House and the Senate bills pretty similar, mm-hmm. and the prevailing thought is that most everybody gets either they stay flat or taxes are going up. This is a perfect example, Roy, your exact numbers. I plug these into the calculator. Again, this can change. This isn't perfect. You've got to go see your CPA to really get a perfect answer here. And they can't even give it to you until 2018 because the details aren't out. But from what I can see under the House plan, you save over $1,300 a year.
Cool.
Under the House plan. Under the Senate plan, you'd save a little over $1,000 a year. So I think that's a good example. You're making 65, 70 grand a year. Your taxes, from what I can tell under both plans, are going down pretty significantly, over a grand a year. Don't spend it this Christmas season, Roy. Wait till Christmas of 2018 before you actually use this in your budget. More Money Matters in a Trump tax calculator, up, down, flat, when we return.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning. Ryan Ely taking your phone calls, 404-872-0750. Are your taxes going up, going down? Are they staying flat under the new tax plan, the convergence of the House plan, the Senate plan, in reconciliation, really as we speak, and it's going to get hashed out over the next couple of weeks. We do, of course, believe, and we've been saying this since the summer, we will get a tax bill. But what is it going to do to your wallet? We have looked at several different tax calculators online. We feel as though we have found the best one, at least to give us the most accurate picture. This is speculative, but many of the parameters that we have in this calculator look as though they are the meat of this bill coming up. And so this is giving us a good idea of whether we're going to get a tax cut or not. Your calls today, I will give us your exact situation or your approximate situation, and I'll tell you if your taxes are going up, going down, or staying flat. Also, remember, today, it's the last day for Clark Howard's Christmas Kids. So please help us here as a station and foster children here in the state of Georgia. It's the final day. Clark will be at the Marietta Walmart Big Chicken with Fred Blankenship, and then Eric Von Hessler, Tim Andrews, and Scott Slade at the Lilburn Walmart. St. Vincent de Paul volunteers are there now. Clark will be on today live from 11 through 3 p.m. Details, of course, at WSBRadio.com under the events tab. Let's go to the phones here. We're going to start with Mike, who joins us on the line from Milledgeville. Mike, let's talk about what the potential or the outlook for your taxes, my friend.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. So give me just the quick overview. Income and married filing jointly, and do you itemize?
Income right at 100. We're married, and I'm not going to be itemizing this year or next year. Excuse me.
Any dependents under the age of 17, Mike?
No. Uh-uh.
Here's what this calculator shows us. It shows us under both the House and the Senate plan, you save some money. It looks as though you save about $2,500 under this new tax plan for the House, and under the Senate plan, about $2,200. That's real money.
Wow.
So the thought that, and again, a lot of that is the standard deduction. The standard deduction is $24,400. That's going up, and that's going to help impact your taxes. Again, we don't know exactly what's going to happen in 2018. We're still in the sausage-making stage. But from what I can see between both plans, we're gonna probably keep a lot of what's in both of those bills. Could the corporate side change a bunch? Sure, it could. Could the small business portion of this tax reform bill change? Sure, it could. And it's much, much more difficult to calculate all of this if you're a small business owner. But from what I can tell, under both scenarios, your taxes don't stay flat. They don't go up. They actually go down by about $2,500. So thank you for your call, Mike.
Thank you.
All right. This is kind of interesting. And Ryan and I were looking at this during the break. I'm going to do some other math here. And we've had a couple scenarios where taxes are staying flat. In Mike's case, taxes are going way down. It's a very big tax cut for someone like Mike. And we're going to go back here to the state of Georgia. And we're going to say that you are single. And we're going to say that you do itemized deductions and you've got a relatively sizable mortgage and you're paying about $40,000 in interest, or at least you're itemizing about $40,000, and your property taxes are, let's call it $16,000 a year, and you've got no kids. So this is a high earner. So this is the upper 1%. So in the state of Georgia, if you make $400,000, or in America, you make $400,000, you're kind of at the lower end of the upper 1%. And I'll say that again. You're at the kind of the beginning stages of the upper 1% of income. If that's you, your taxes are likely going up. Your taxes under the House plan go up by almost $6,000. Under the Senate plan, they go up by over $7,000. So that's who loses here under this tax bill. If you're a really high earner, your taxes are probably going up. And if you live in a state like California, New York, New Jersey, where you're losing a huge state income tax deduction, because state income taxes are higher in those states, around 10% here in Georgia, around 6%, it's going to be even worse. Now, what's interesting is that if now this is for single, you get married and we keep all of these parameters the same, and you might actually save some money. So under the Senate plan, you'd save $6,000. So if this is you and you're in this $400,000 camp, no kids, some fairly big deductions, getting married saves you, what's that, six? That's almost 15 grand. Pretty fascinating as we do the math. Again, the number here in the studio, we're really looking at what the potential for this new tax law coming very likely in 2018 could mean for your wallet. Specifically, give us your income, how you file, number of kids, do you itemize, and we'll understand or help you understand what your tax bill might look like. Ryan, where are we headed? We are going to George, who joins us from Lake Lanier. George, what's going on? How can I help? Tell me your tax scenario.
Well, thank you for taking the call. I appreciate it. I am a retired physician, and so I've been working. I'm 71 years old. I have a home in Emmy Lake House with a total tax bill there of about $16,000 a year.
$16,000 for property taxes on your houses?
Correct.
Got it.
And
how much do you itemize, George?
Oh, I don't really know.
Okay, so again, when you do your taxes, do you take the standard deduction, or do you have a couple different mortgages that have a bunch of interest?
We itemize, and we don't have any mortgages. The houses are paid for.
Oh, okay. So you probably don't have a lot of itemized deductions then.
Well, just charities, probably $20,000, I would say, in charities.
Okay, all right. Let's look at this. And then no dependents, obviously, at this
no
point.
No dependents in the home. Have about $150,000 worth of investment income a year, I think.
Okay.
And then we started taking RMD last year, and it was $200,000.
So. Wow. Okay. So you have income, and then you throw in Social Security, it's about $400,000 a year.
Correct.
Got it. All right. So now some of this may change, because remember, this is where individual taxes get really very specific. So if you, let's say a big part of that investment income that you have is municipal bonds, that's tax-free income. And then you might end up looking at something a little bit more specific, but let's just say it was ordinary income. Certainly your RMD is, because that's some money coming out of your IRA. That's just ordinary income tax rates. So that would fall in line with what this calculator is trying to foresee. Under the house plan, from what I would tell here, your taxes are going up a little bit. You'd lose about $4,000, or your taxes would go up by about four. Under the Senate plan, interestingly, you would save a little bit of money, save a lot of money. You'd save about $6,000. So if you reconcile the two of those plans, George, it looks as though, let's call it for you, it really depends. It really depends. But I could see your taxes either staying flat or maybe going up a little bit, from what I can tell. Again,
I'm sorry. I was just wondering, how does the married part factor in? I mean, I am married, but you said if you were single, you pay a lot more tax, the last caller?
Right. So if you were single, under both scenarios, you'd lose anywhere from $6,000 to $8,000. Your taxes would be going up. Because you are married, filing jointly, the house plan has you going down by about $4,000. You'd save about $5,600 under the Senate plan. So all of these, there's a lot of variables, obviously, that go into taxation. And this is just giving us some general guidelines of whether this plan, who it impacts, and to some extent, how much it impacts each category. We just heard from a high income earner, and it looks like, for the most part, his taxes are going to either maybe go down a little bit under one plan and up a fair amount under the other plan, or under the Senate plan. And that's what I've been seeing here, is I've run 50, 60 different scenarios here. If you were to sum this up, lower income, if you're in the lower income categories, let's call it middle class income. We're looking at $75,000, $50,000. Or $30,000, and if you're single, your taxes are going to go down likely. I ran a scenario here. If you single, zero kids, make $30,000 a year, you get a 24% tax cut under the House plan, you're getting a 19% tax cut under the Senate plan. If you are single, zero kids, making 50 grand, you're getting a 7% tax cut under the House plan and a 4% tax cut under the Senate plan. So either way you slice it, taxes are going down. That's that's middle class America. If you're making $75,000 single, no kids, you're looking at taxes staying roughly the same, so staying about flat. Let's look at this. Filing jointly, let's say you have $75,000 in income, jointly two kids, taxes are going way down. 27% under the House, 44% under the Senate. So you're going to hear over the next couple of weeks a lot of political wrangling and headlines that they're trying to tell you that your taxes are going up and that this is not a middle-class tax cut. Again, I've run dozens and dozens of scenarios, and from what I can tell here, and I'm not a CPA, but I sat down with a CPA and went through this, is that for the most part, most people are their taxes are staying flat to going down a little bit. From in real life, about 7% of America is going to get a tax increase. And from everything I can tell, those are upper income, high income Americans. So this is not a tax cut for the rich. I don't know where that comes from, except maybe in the very beginning when this was first released and there were really no details, the numbers, they were lower brackets. So the 39.6 went down to 35. That was the initial thought. That's not even under consideration in either plan. So the House goes up to 38.5, or 39.6. It stays at 39.6, and they even have a higher tax bracket to try to catch people, high income earners, back up. And then under the Senate plan, you've got again a top bracket of 38.5. So the thought that everyone, all high income earners that were paying 40 are now going to drop to 35, that's just not the reality. They're not even debating that. So again, a big misconception about where this tax bill is going. You're listening to Money Matters, more Money Matters right here at WS Radio, straight ahead.
Well, here's more great money and investment advice.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here at WSB Radio today, talking about taxes. Well, there we go. A little extra music. I like that. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here on WSB Radio. A reminder today, it's the last day for Clark Howard Christmas Kids. It's the last day. Here are the details. Clark will be the Marriott of Walmart, the Big Chicken with Fred Blankenship, and then Eric Von Hessler, Tim Andrews, Scott Slade at the Lilburn Walmart. St. Vincent de Paul volunteers are there as we speak. Clark Howard live today, WSB at 11 through 3 p.m. Details, WSBradio.com under the events tab. Ryan, Ely, do we have time for another call? Do we have time for another call? Yes, we do. Ryan says, go to the phones. We're talking taxes here. Potential taxes in 2018. What does the GOP tax plan look like for your wallet? Tim joins us on the line from Snellville. Give me your numbers, Tim. I'll tell you if your taxes may go up, may go down, may stay flat.
Hey, Wes. Good morning. Total income, about $220,000. 58 years old, just my wife and me. All the kids are gone.
Kids are out of the house.
I'm into about 8 years into a 15-year mortgage, so my mortgage interest is really, last year was $5,300. This year it'll probably be less than that.
Got it. And then what do you pay property taxes?
Property taxes, $4,000 a year, and probably maybe $5,000 in charitable contributions.
Got it. So it sounds like you're really going to have the standard deduction because your deductions are not huge. From what I can tell here, your taxes actually go down. You'd save about $5,600 under the House plan, about $6,000 under the Senate plan. Yet another example that taxes going for a lot of folks are actually staying flat or actually going down for a lot of America. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. Find me and the team at wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. Next week, back to 2 hours. Have a wonderful rest of your Sunday.